around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing.
It's our good friend Glenn Campbell.
The great Glenn Campbell.
Yes, sir.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's John Roller. Good morning,
wow,
John.
For the second week in a row, you haven't pulled out the big hook and just dragged me off into oblivion.
How about that? Just to make you feel comfortable,
yes,
John
sir.
Does the traffic on our sister station at 92.3 KTAR. Just to make you feel comfortable, it's not between 4 and 6 a.m., but how about a traffic update?
Well, I'll tell you, last week I was on with Jim, and we had a whole bunch of construction, but it's Memorial Day weekend, so ADOT has decided to let all the main lines go free. So it's all green conditions driving in from the East Valley. It was very quiet this morning.
It is wonderful. And good morning, Trev. Did you miss me last week?
Jim did pretty good. Yeah, we could have replaced you.
Did he Wally Pip me?
Yeah, he got Wally Pip.
Yeah.
And no Jim today, is that right?
No Jim Hill today. In parts unknown.
He's on assignment.
Yes, on assignment. We look forward to his calling. don't count on it, folks. All right, so anyway, first of all, want to let everybody know that you missed it today. The Biltmore Bunker Memorial Day weekend tournament is going on out there at the Biltmore today. It was sold out. Another Bunker Tour event sold out. But don't worry, you still have a chance to play.
Is it tomorrow by chance, Greg?
Oh, tomorrow, that's right.
I just want to make sure.
That is tomorrow, that's right.
But you still don't have a chance to play in it, but it is tomorrow. So.
Now, in Australia, it's today.
Exactly, that's right.
So
amen.
I got it halfway right.
Good catch.
But anyway, and our next event is June 22nd at Verado. So go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up because it's already filling up quite quickly. So you don't want to miss out on that one on June 22nd, the week after Father's Day, by the way. Anyway, we had a lot of golf go on last week, John.
Yes, we did.
And we had the PGA Championship where Xander Schauffele, I believe, led wire to wire. And it was absolutely remarkable. Comes out, shoots first round 62. Kind of tough to catch up to that. But held on tight because he had a lot of great chasers after him. And it was Xander Schauffele to come out on top, making birdie on the last hole, and it just snuck in the hole.
You know what? You are right, because he had missed that putt. I want to say it was on 13.
Right.
And
yes.
It was on 13, yeah. And when they showed the ground shot from the hole to the ball, that ball just looked like it was, I said it's going to lip out. But he was on my pool here at the office, and so he hung on, and he finally got it done, and I was real real excited for him, but I too thought that putt was going to lip out.
Well, and he won the tournament. He had face battlers. Bryson DeChambeau finished in second, shooting a final round 7 under par. Victor Hovland and Thomas Dietrich shot 5 under par. To chase up that leaderboard, Billy Horschel tied for 8th at minus 7. And Jailbird Scotty Scheffler had a great final round of 6 under par to finish at 13 under par. And it was pretty remarkable. Let's hear from Xander Schauffele on his first major championship victory.
Yeah, I mean, I've become very patient, not knocking off any wins in the last couple of years. The people that are closest to me know how stubborn I can be, so winning. I said it earlier, it is a result. I mean, this is awesome. It's super sweet, but when I break it down, I'm really just proud of how I handled certain moments on the course today, different from the past.
Definitely different from the past. Yes. The week before, he got boat raced by Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
And it was he had no chance. He was leading the tournament going into the final round, but when a great player like Rory McIlroy puts it into high gear
on that backside, it was incredible.
Yeah, he didn't lose the week before that, and that's what I like when I watch golf, is that, okay, did he win or did he lose? Well, he did not lose. Right. He got beat by Rory, who put up a much better round of golf. I mean, I think Xander shot 66 or something, and still just wasn't even close. Yeah.
But, you know, mentally, it may have put him over the top, because he kept coming up just a little bit short and losing to Rory, because, like you said, he didn't lose to Rory. Rory came out and beat him on that backside. Maybe that just mentally put him over the top to get it done. And
I had heard him say earlier that, you know, he had played well all... He's been playing well all year, obviously, and just everything finally came together for him. And that, I couldn't believe that, first of all, he left a four-foot putt. How many times as kids have we stood over four-foot putts saying this putt is to win the Masters?
Right.
Well, a four-foot putt to win the PGA Championship and get your first major championship... Here's what he had to say about that.
That last putt, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was. But I was surprisingly more calm than I thought. You know, I think I kept saying, you know, knock on the door until you knock it down. And I had so many close calls. And I think all those moments sort of hardened me for that final moment to sort of walk up 18 and be cool and calm in that moment. So, you know, all those close calls definitely paid off. And I was able to put them to use, which was nice.
It would have been, if he would have missed that putt, that he had to go into a three-hole aggregate playoff, and it would have been with Bryson DeChambeau. And Xander said he didn't want to go back down 18, so he didn't. He just forgot it was going to be a three-hole playoff. But I think that the momentum would have shifted, and it would have been
without
in Bryson's favor.
Yeah. And you saw the intensity starting to build with Bryson on that backside as
and
he
the
started.
Crowd for him.
That shot of him on the driving range looking at the big screen of Xander, you could see the intensity. Yeah. He was ready to go.
He was absolutely ready to go. And here's what he had to say in congratulating the 2024 PGA champion.
First emotions, proud of Xander for finally getting the job done. I mean, he's an amazing golfer and well-deserved major champion now. He's played well for a long, long time. I played against him as a junior, and it's cool to see him. Not only he's just a great human being, but an unbelievable golfer, and it shows this week, and super happy for him.
Classy.
Yeah.
What is it about Bryson DeChambeau?
I just think that was so insincere of him. I didn't read it the way that you read it, CQ.
I saw it on TV. That's what you could see in his face. Okay.
I did too.
Yeah, and, okay.
But I looked in his eyes. Fine. He doesn't have eye contact when he's talking. He's sitting there drinking his water and he's not having eye contact.
So you didn't think he was genuine?
I did not think he was genuine at all in what he said. And I think that he's just all about Bryson. I don't think that I don't know. There's just something about him. Maybe it's that he's, you know, a different golfer out there than what the rest of them are, which is a good thing because it brings a little personality. But I just don't think that he's a very genuine person.
Did you see the story where he tossed his golf ball to the kid?
Yeah.
And an adult grabbed it and ran away, and he tracked him down. So, I don't know. When he came out and all the sportscasters, when he was young, said, all of his clubs are the same size, and, you know, he just had that awkward approach that kind of went against the grain. And then, of course, the Brooks Koepka drama.
Yeah.
I will say this, too. I think the kid's a bit of a knucklehead, very smart young man, and he went to live, and I thought that was dumb. But him being in competition on the back nine helped make that tournament sing.
Otherwise,
it would have been a little dull. So, to me, in small bits, the more Bryson, the better.
He's a great competitor.
You know, I'm tired of hearing all these golf talk shows talk about, we got to have the live golfers playing in more events. Well, you know what? They've got, if they want, they've got four major championships. I think there were 18 live golfers in the PGA Championship. And Bryson DeChambeau was really the only one that showed up. All the others sucked wind. Yeah. And so I don't think so. I think that four major championships for all the tours to be able to get together in one spot, I think is fantastic. I don't need to see irrelevant Bryson DeChambeau anymore. I don't need to see big baby Brooks Koepka anymore.
Smith.
And what's that?
Cam Smith.
Exactly. I mean, these guys are all walk around like they've got a chip on their shoulder, like something was taken away from them.
They made their bed.
And that's exactly right. You can't have your cake and eat it, too, just to keep the cliches going. Anyway, at the Knoxville Open on the Corn Ferry Tour last week, Harry Higgs pulls off the victory in a playoff over Cristobal de Soler. Good to see Harry Higgs get in the winner's circle, and that moves him up to second in the Corn Ferry Tour, so he'll be back out on the PGA Tour next year. Ryan Gerard, Max McGreevy, Chris Ventura, and William Mao were all at 10 under par. They did play at the Epson Tour event at the Copper Rock. We talk about them because we just had them here a couple weeks ago. Fiona Yu wins. Elena Sharp finishes third. And Dana Fall finishes sixth. When we come back, we'll wrap up the LPGA and NCAA Women's Championship that finished up at La Costa.
And Nellie Court is on fire.
Yeah. Broke out of her slump.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning. We bring it to you on ArizonaSports.com, our Arizona Sports app, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs Marlins.
Walker swings, lifts it in the air to center. Going back on it, Chisholm, and in front of the wall, he will make the catch. And the ball game is over. It took 1 hour and 58 minutes for Braxton Garrett to shut out the Diamondbacks by a final score of 3-0. It is the first of his career.
Listen to the Arizona Diamondbacks play ball on Arizona Sports 98.7, ESPN 620, and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, are you playing in your new Mana Mangrove Pro Golf Shoes by Athlons yet? If you aren't, why not? The Bunker to Bunker team has been out playing in theirs. I was playing in an event last week. That's why I wasn't here, and had mine on at the Horses Help Annual Tourney at the Golf Club at Estrella. And I'll tell you the difference that there are in these shoes compared to any other shoe I've ever worn. It's minimalism meets innovation for premium performance. They're designed to add more stability to your swing and more force toward the body to allow the golfer more control, power, and accuracy, and less wear and tear on your body. That's the biggest thing. Check them out for yourself at BunkerGolf.com or Athlons.com, and make sure when you purchase your shoes, you use the promo code B, the number 2B, and get 15% off online or stop by their store in Mesa. That's Athlons, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoe of champions.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Marianne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
This summer will be heating up as the Arizona Diamondbacks look to repeat as NL champions and bring home that World Series title. Man, is it fun watching these D-backs play. The Gold Glove defense, the speed on the base paths, and the newfound power in the lineup. You don't want to miss any of the action. But if you're struggling with your vision, you're probably doing a lot more listening than hearing. But we can change that. Dr. Jay Schwartz has been the team ophthalmologist for the D-backs since 2002, and is ready to help you see the game the way you're intended to. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, it's very likely a vision correction same procedure from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center that may be right from you. Dr. Schwartz offers a free LASIK evaluation and 2 years of interest-free financing. And he's got three locations in the Valley, Glendale, Scottsdale, and Mesa. Trust me, I had LASIK surgery from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center about 15 years ago, and at age 57, I don't wear any glasses, contacts, or readers. One of the best things I've ever done. So if you want to reduce or even eliminate your need of glasses and contacts, call 480-483-EYES for your free LASIK evaluation or go online at teamidoc.com.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience, and happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World's Bar 19.
Bunker to Bunker's Golf Tour is kicking off their summer swing at Verano Golf Club's Victory Course on Saturday, June 22nd, benefiting the Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation. Bunker to Bunker's two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, a huge raffle, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Come enjoy an unforgettable day of golf with your friends. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Stevie Ray, look at that. Jim Hill sitting in for John Roller.
I think we got a Texas theme going.
Holy cow.
Huh? Well, you know what?
Wow.
Hey, listen, I got to be honest. Jim and I, it's like we have ESPN. It's amazing.
Well, I almost wore that shirt you have on today. I'll probably save that for Monday.
All kinds of synergy here on Bunker to Bunker. Hey, wow.
That's exactly right. So as we went to break, we were recapping last week's golf. Nelly Korda broke out of her slump. She was really playing some poor golf going into the Mizuho America's Open. And she comes out victorious last week. And that's 6 wins in 7 starts. Which is a pretty remarkable feat. And here's what Nelly had to say about her 6th victory.
Oh, my gosh, 6. I mean, just I can't even really gather myself right now with that. The head-to-head that Hannah and I had pretty much all day wasn't my best stuff out there today, but fought really hard on the back nine. And it was just amazing to share the stage with Hannah. I would consider her a pretty good friend out here, and it was a lot of fun going head-to-head against her.
Yeah, Hannah Green tried to make it. To make it an event. It was fun to be able to watch as everything unfolded. But Nelly comes out on top again. A lot like who are you taking? You taking Nelly Korda or the field? Taking Scottie Scheffler or the field?
Right, exactly.
It's pretty remarkable to watch. Well, we had some other golf going on last week. Just wrapped up at La Costa Country Club. It was the NCAA Women's Division I Golf Championship that was here the past 3 years at Greyhawk, but they've moved it out to La Costa, where the men actually have started already, and we'll get into that when we do this week's golf.
Boy, that's a great golf course, too.
It absolutely is. So your team leaders... at the end of team play to decide which top 8 teams were going to go into the NCAAs were LSU and Stanford tied for low at 1,154 strokes, and Texas A&M was in third place with 1,157 strokes played. They went into match play on day 5, where they played in the morning rounds, and Stanford handled Auburn, Oregon handled LSU, UCLA handled Texas A&M, and USC knocked off Clemson. They go into the afternoon to the semifinals, where Stanford takes care of the University of Spoiled Children, and the UCLA Bruins knock off the Ducks of Oregon. And so for the finals, Stanford and Rachel Heck take down the UCLA Bruins. For the last time that any of these Pac-12 12 teams will play against each other, and it was an all Pac-12 NCAA championship, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, yeah, the Pac-12, when it comes to golf, is very year in and year out well represented.
Well, good weather. I mean, it's kind of sad and weird that they're having the last ever event in the Pac-12 tournament with a baseball thing at Scottsdale Stadium tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep, when it wraps up, all done.
I mean, that's all we knew growing up, guys. You know, Pac-8, the Pac-10, it's just so weird it's going away.
So, as I said, the men are at La Costa this week. We're going to get into that. But before we do, we've got to wrap some stuff from the PGA last week. It's been well talked about. Everybody knows about it. The only thing is you didn't get my opinion of it last week because I was away.
Well, here we go.
So I'm going to share my opinion. First of all, on Tuesday, the video was released by the Louisville Metro Police Department showing the incident of Scotty Scheffler's arrest. And it was not for what we saw the way that the detective reported this. And four supervisors signed off on the report, which is kind of interesting. If you didn't see the video, it's real easy. Just go do Scotty Scheffler video
it's
online,
everywhere,
and you can see it. Oh my gosh, it was popping up on everything that I looked at. But anyway, by what you could see, because there were some buses that were blocking the way, but it showed where you saw Scotty's SUV kind of move over to the left of where the buses were in the lanes that were stopped, as there was an investigation going on for an individual that was hit by a bus and unfortunately passed away. It was that was a sad thing to have happen.
Yeah.
And then to have this occur, it's dark, it's raining out, and Scotty Scheffler moves over into the incoming traffic lane where it was blocked off so he wasn't in any danger there, and starts to make a turn into Valhalla, and you see a policeman in a yellow windbreaker or whatever running after the car to stop him, which made no sense at all. But anyway, Scotty does stop, and the next thing you do is you see the cop reaching into the car and then taking Scotty Scheffler out of the car, not forcibly, because you can see Scotty get up out of the car and be taken away in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to see the cop's dash cam or body cam.
I would love to see the body cam from the cop, too.
But
however, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And there was a press conference quickly thereafter. Yeah.
Yes, and they said the detective was aggressively corrective action was taken. I'm thinking, okay, what's that, a slap on the wrist? I mean, give me a break. I'd love to have a Phoenix policeman call into the show and tell us what that means as a corrective action for not turning
out.
He's
giving crossing guard duty for a day.
Did they fine him $1 million for not having it on?
Well, and this isn't the first time that this particular guy did that. Again, we said this before the show. We are mostly very much in the favor of the police. This is just a bad circumstance. It's probably a frustrated cop.
Yeah, and John, what was your take when you saw that? Did you see the video?
Well, I didn't see the second video. I saw the video first part of the week when, you know, they had him and they were taking him away and the big officer saying, you're not going any farther. That was the one I saw.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last week. It was a situation where, you know, we had rain, it was dark, and it was unintended circumstances.
Right.
I mean, it was a real-time situation happening, so, you know, these officers probably emotionally and they weren't anticipating this. This was a golf
tournament.
Maybe
they had enough.
Yeah.
Right.
And I had heard that some of the players were cutting across, so they may have had a frustration level there.
To the players, the cops looked like security guys.
Right. And once they realized it was Scotty Scheffler.
Right.
And he showed identification. He said, hey, man, I misunderstood. I didn't know. Did they really have to take him down and put him in the orange golf shirt? I guess it was a jumpsuit. Yeah. Didn't have a collar.
Well, and unless it happened prior to what the video that you catch is, the cop reports that he got knocked down, ruined a pair of $80 pants. Okay, Scotty will pay
That's
for them.
It's coming out of his paycheck.
Yeah, don't worry. Scotty will buy you a new pair of pants. But it shows that he was knocked down and dragged. Well, the way the video shows it, first of all, you can see where he kind of leaps at the car. And the only reason why it looked like he leaped at the car is because Scotty had stopped.
Right.
And it was just a total debauchery. He's supposed to be arraigned this Tuesday, but they've moved it back to June 3rd so they can do further investigation. The mayor and the chief of police have said we'll let the legal process play out. Scotty Scheffler's attorney, which, first of all, I want to know, A, how did he get an attorney so fast? Well, to be able to get to the jail, to be able to get bond posted immediately.
The PGA Tour probably has a connection in every major city.
And so that, and get him out so that he could be 45
and make
minutes.
Make his tee time and hit some balls before he tees off.
Thankfully, or unfortunately, the PGA had to move their starting times back an hour and 20 minutes because of the delay, because of the fatal incident that happened out there. So on a good part, that was good for Scotty, and you know, then he goes out and shoots 66, and he's like, it's no big deal, I got arrested, you know.
He has a great inner calmness.
I stretched on the concrete bench in the jail cell.
Exactly. Well, and to see Scheffler's attorney, he came out. I saw a soundbite midweek where he's like, hey, we don't want to drop this. We're going to go after it. And now the mayor of Louisville is probably going, drop this case now.
If they don't drop charges, they're going to feel a pinch in travel, golf travel to their city. That's just dumb.
It was ridiculous, and hopefully this thing is all going to go away. Our hearts go out to the family that lost the family member.
It was a volunteer,
which should have been the story. It should have not have been about Scotty Scheffler at all. So that's going to put a wrap on what we talk about with the PGA in last week's golf. We're going to get into this week's golf and much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live every year. For 35 years, we've been bringing it to you live right here on ArizonaSports.com, Arizona Sports app, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
There's not a bunch of this. There are no fireworks expected, but the OTAs continue the hope felt after the NFL draft.
The Arizona Cardinals select.
It's a franchise quarterback throwing passes to a new wide receiver.
Kyler Murray, one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Too excited to play with him.
We cover Cardinals OTAs with Wolf and Luke live right down the hall from where the position group be. On the home of Arizona Cardinals football, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France radio message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and sweet macaron all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. From May 23rd, make the most of our new Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport nonstop flights to Paris. Elegance is a journey. Air France. See conditions on airfrance.us.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. The basketball playoffs are really heating up now. Hockey, too. The field of potential champions is dwindling by the day, and we are well into baseball season as well. Should be a good one here in Arizona. Look, get to Twin Peaks. They have TVs everywhere. You can watch all these games at once. Plus, they have an outstanding food selection, including burgers, flatbreads, loaded fries, wings, and more. Whatever you're looking for, Twin Peaks has you covered with the great scenery they're known for at 5 convenient valley locations, so never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
It's only once a year, and it's here. The Ford Memorial Day sales event at our Desert Ford dealers, May 23rd through June 3rd. Yep, Paul Calvisi here, and I love how Ford celebrates the American drive with that 2024 Ford F-150, where it's our option how we want to power up. Gas, hybrid, or all electric. And that's not all we get. How about 1.9% financing for 36 months, plus $500 cash back and $1,000 in trade assist cash on a 2024 Ford F-150 XLT. And then on a 2024 Ford Escape, get premium care and extended service plan so you're protected from unforeseen covered repairs. And right now, get Ford Protect Premium Care for up to the earlier of 5 years or 60,000 miles, plus a Ford Credit Flex Buy with 1.9% financing for 66 months and $1,000 in Flex Buy cash on a 2024 Ford Escape. It's the Ford Memorial Day sales event May 23rd through June 3rd at buyfordnow.com.
At Shane Company, we believe everyone deserves a personal jeweler, a friend to guide you, to help you find jewelry that feels like it was made just for you, or a gift that will spark joy for that special someone. Shane Company's jewelry is crafted with the greatest care and held to the highest quality standards so it will last a lifetime. We're passionate about bringing you the most beautiful gemstones, exquisite diamonds, rubies, and sapphires in every color of the rainbow, so you will always shine your brightest. Our jewelry is designed for you. With so many styles and endless ways to customize your piece, you can create a necklace that's meaningful to you, an engagement ring to tell your love story, or a stack of bracelets to let your personality shine. Discover a more personal jewelry experience and modern heirlooms as unique as you are. We're all made to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, 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 down.
See, I thought this is a song that would kind of give it away with Texas yeah. Hold'em. This is our buddy Beyonce.
Yeah.
Well, her new country album. How
and
about
I got to tell you, I've got some in-laws back in Illinois, and they are not thrilled about Beyonce trying to get into the country music world. Just so you know, they've made their voices known.
I think that's so wrong. I mean, Taylor Swift went over to pop from country.
Oh, but, you know, you're talking, you know, people that, you know, are dyed-in-the-wool yeah. country music people.
They listen yeah. to both kinds of music, country and Western.
And Western, right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's that Western one that's the tough one.
Exactly.
Well, before we get into this week's golf, I want to let our listeners know this hour is brought to you in part by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out the great offer for new clients. Get $100 off your first program and free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. And quick little recap, final recap of last week. My team in the Horses Help charity event at Golf Club at Estrella finished 3 shots out of the lead. Had a great team. Interestingly enough, played with one of my players. It is a client at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Michael Henry, our business partner, oh, yeah. played with 3 other guys that are clients at the Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. So the revolution has started. I'm telling you, it's nice. Something that you've got to do. But I had a little rattler.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the football team.
So what happened?
So we're playing a scramble, okay? So I hit a tee shot that kind of flared out to the right in the desert on the 6th hole at the golf club at Estrella.
Is this a home game for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, sure.
Still is.
Yeah.
And we had another player that was in the middle of the fairway. So I said, well, I'm just going to walk down the desert edge here and look for my golf ball because it shouldn't be too far away. I should be able to find it. It's a yellow ball. You know, you can find those anywhere.
Are you carrying a club?
And so I said, hang on, I'm going to grab a club. Yep. So I just have a snake beater just in case.
Yep.
Oh, surprise.
So I'm walking along, and I start to go up toward these bushes. And there's a 5-foot diamondback laying right there, completely stretched out in the sun, blends in with the desert so you don't see him real well.
No kidding.
And I saw it, and I got startled.
Sure.
And I went backwards, lost the golf club in my hand, was on a decline going backwards, and took a tumble and fell onto my elbow.
Oh, no.
Goodness, look at that.
So I have battle scars from it.
Holy cow.
And I got up, and the rattler kind of looked at me, and then he kind of started to coil up, and I said, oh, okay, I think I'll get out of here. And I was going to go over to my golf bag and get my phone and take a picture of it, and before I could, he had gone underneath a bush. So anyway, folks, it is rattlesnake season.
Yeah, grab a club, man.
If you hit a ball in the desert, look, Titleist makes more golf balls every day.
Thank God.
Just drop one and go.
I've got a good buddy that is a very good golfer, but he's a ranger down in Maricopa.
Right.
At the golf course down there, and he carries a pocket full of golf balls because people that'll come here to visit, they'll go charging out into the desert, and he's like, hey, you know, just hit another ball. You're not trying to qualify for the PGA.
That's right.
Well, I jokingly around when I was the director of golf 25 years ago at the golf club in Australia.
Great golf course.
I had jokingly put signs up, rattlesnake habitat around the
golf course. I remember those. Oh, yeah.
And so it's just, you know, a conversation piece when tourists come to town, right? Well, folks, it really is. So don't go in the desert.
Yeah, be careful.
But anyway, we finished 3 shots out of the lead, had a great time, had a great group. One of our players works at a local golf course, and another one of our players works at a local restaurant. I won't mention their names because they don't sponsor the show. So if they want to sponsor the show, I'll give them great kudos.
Because you're a giver.
But it was Jennifer and Mike and Brad were my team.
Have fun.
We'll do that. All right, this week in the world of golf, seems how we have a Texas theme makes a lot of sense because they are playing down in Texas. They are playing in Fort Worth. Doesn't George Strait have a song about Fort Worth on my mind or something like that? But anyway, maybe we'll hear that.
We'll hear from George Strait, but not that song.
Okay. All my exes live in Texas.
There you go.
All right. Well, anyway.
Up next.
That's right. So anyway, Davis Riley fires a 66 in the first round and a 64 in the second round to take a 2-shot lead going into today over Hayden Buckley and Pearson Cootie, both at 8-under par. Sungjae Im, Keegan Bradley, and Sepp Straka are all sitting at 6-under par. Ryan Palmer, who is a member there at Colonial, and they just went through a major redo. Right after the final putt was made, they were out and completely stripped all the fairways and the greens and resurfaced everything, and the golf course just opened back up for the tournament this week and looks amazing out there. But here's what Ryan Moore had to say about the renovation at Colonial.
Johans did a great job. There's no doubt about it. It was fun being a part of it a little bit, giving him my little 2 cents that he took. But it was fun seeing him in action. I see him in the bulldozers and working it. But yeah, the new change to 8 is fantastic. It fits the golf course so much better now than it used to. And what a great design. And, you know, 13 kind of back to the 41 U.S. Open look back then, more natural looking. And, you know, adding the bunkers in front of the green and raising it a little bit. So, it's been nice to hear a lot of good feedback. A lot of players have said a lot of great things about it.
Yeah, if I've not played a golf course, I don't know, but I don't notice any difference in the golf course. But
I was listening yesterday. They kept talking about the horrible horseshoe,
right?
3, 4, and 5.
Exactly. And the golf course, that's the only thing that hasn't changed yet is that horrible horseshoe. That's still just as tasty. But the scores are not really super low, so maybe some of these changes have been good for making it a more competitive golf course.
Good test, yeah.
They are playing the second major championship of the season on the PGA Tour Champions. It's not the PGA Tour Champions event. It's actually the PGA of America's event. They are playing the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship up at Harbor Shores Golf Club up in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Kind of your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah, and I played there last year. It's an amazing golf course, and it's great to be able to see. They do it there every other year.
Right.
So next year it'll go down to Frisco to PGA of America headquarters. Then it will go back to KitchenAid, because KitchenAid, who is actually Whirlpool, that's their corporate headquarters there. So
I get it.
Since it's got their name on it, they're going to have it every other year there. Richard Bland, oh, a liver, an exhibitionist, is playing in the PGA Championship. And he's sitting at 12 under par, followed by Scott Dunlap at 11 under par. Chris DeMarco, haven't seen much of Chris DeMarco, yeah, but he should be 65, playing some super golf. And Steve Stricker, your defending champion, is sitting just 5 shots back at 7 under par, along with first-round leader Richard Green. A name not in the field is Stephen Elker, because he's got one of his children graduating, and so he's taking the week off. I think that was poor scheduling by the PGA of America.
Yeah, Fountain Hills High School, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott McCarron's sitting at even par right now, and here's what he had to say about what he likes about Harbor Shores.
You know, it's one of our favorite places to come here, Benton Harbor. We like going to the Bread Bar restaurant, and we just have a lot of fun. We rent a house right over here and kind of stay on campus and really have a good time. And a lot of people come out to support us, so we really appreciate it.
Our purpose here at Harbor Shores is so much bigger than golf. We love the fact of the community impact that it has, and the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship has done nothing but great things for our area. And for us, it's a huge sense of pride. We have a very, very large sense of pride in our Harbor Shores experience. We like to think that we're providing that experience to everyone and our guests this week.
Pardon me for not informing you, Greg. That was Jackson Davison, the head pro up at Harbor Shores, at the end of that soundbite there.
Well, we're going to hear in just a little while from Josh Dockstader. You know Josh, very good friend of the show, and my former head golf professional out at Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. Has done some great things there at Harbor Shores, and we're going to talk to him about that and the tournament. That, if you don't recall, John, is the golf course where Jack Nicklaus Signature Design, and on the 10th hole, it's got 14 elephants buried in the green. And Johnny Miller asked, they played a opening round exhibition there, and Johnny Miller said, "You know, Jack, this is the most ridiculous green in the world." He was on the front of the green. The pin was in the back.
I've seen this many times.
And Johnny says, "There's no way to make this." And Jack says, "What do you mean?" And he goes
right
down
up.
There, steps up there, and makes it.
You know, I want to see. Yeah, 100 feet. Yeah. I was going to say, after, you know, I've seen that video a number of times. But and then, you know, Nicklaus just has that wry smile.
Yeah.
And Johnny Miller, you know, he couldn't believe it. But, yeah.
The greens are really cool there because they're all set up in quadrants. And so even though there's a lot of undulations and things throughout the greens, there's quadrants where it is flat areas. And on 10, there's three quadrants, one in the back left, one in the back right, and one to the front, where you have proper and plenty of room for good hole
and bent grass greens back there.
Bent grass greens and bent grass fairways.
Nice.
You just can't beat it right
like
there
carpet.
On the right there on the shores of Lake Michigan. They are playing at the Sawdall Open. When we come back, we'll get into that, as well as it'll be time for a golf tip of the week.
Look out.
How about that? You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show brings it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you miss the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices, maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair, or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Towing. You may not need it today, but when you do, you really do. Who do you call? In Arizona, there's one company that stands apart. Professional Towing. Professional Towing has an unwavering dedication to prioritizing customers' needs with transparency, honesty, and integrity. They cover light duty to medium duty and heavy duty transport, guaranteeing top service in all towing categories. Check them out at protowingaz.com or call 480-797-9922 today. Fast, friendly, and reliable. That's Professional Towing.
Hey, Arizona, it's Vince Murata announcing Earnhardt Ford in Chandler's huge Memorial Day sales event. Save now with 1.9% APR financing available for a full 72 months on America's favorite 2023 Ford F-150 and even all-electric F-150 Lightning trucks. You can even shop now with no payments due for 90 days on select models, including 2023 Ford Explorers, plus 0.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,500 factory cash back and $1,000 in trade assist cash. 2024 Escape SUVs 1.9% APR financing for 66 months with Ford Flex Buy, plus $1,000 in Ford Flex Buy cash and a no charge 5-year 60,000 mile Ford Protect Premium Care Plan. It's the huge Memorial Day sales event at Earnhardt Ford in Chandler. Local, trusted, and no bull since 1951. Check out our fully digital shopping options at EarnhardtFord.com.
All offers require approved credit and N6324. After all applicable offers on select models, see dealer details.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the pro shop today.
When you need it, you want the best team to represent you. And the Berg Simpson Law Firm is a team you can rely on. Dave Burns here. Years ago, my wife and I were involved in a terrible accident and we made a mistake. We needed help to navigate all of it and we could have used Berg Simpson. They are not your typical injury law firm. Don't do this on your own. Call Berg Simpson, 602-777-7000 or visit them at BergSimpson.com. Berg Simpson, good lawyers, changing lives.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
There we go.
As requested.
The great one. As much as Reba is the queen of country, George Strait is the king of country.
Several years ago, I had tickets to see him at the old America West Arena, and I was not far away from him, and not a tall man, right, and not a great showman, but boy, can he sing? He was tremendous.
And his band is generally very good, too.
Yeah, he had me mesmerized, and the guy didn't move but maybe 6 inches to the left and 6 inches to the right of the microphone.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
You know.
That's pretty good. Well, The Voice wrapped up this last week, and I was not happy with the selection.
You're underwhelmed.
I thought that the person that won was very talented, but I thought that the kid that did the country, Reba had two of the four in the finals, which is pretty impressive. I thought that he did a much better job, but Lainey Wilson was on. You know, they had some entertainers on to make the show stretch out. I mean, they could have done the show in a half hour, and they did it over 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I DVR it all, so I buzz through. I watch it in an hour. But anyway, Lainey Wilson was given her invitation to the Grand Ole Opry by Reba. That was really pretty cool.
How fun.
Pretty special. Yeah. So anyway, let's get back to golf, shall we? All right. So they are playing the Soudal Open over in Rinkeven International Golf Club in Antwerp. You're such a twerp. Belgium, where Nacho, I love this, Nacho Elvira is your leader. He's got a four-shot lead through the first two rounds, shoots 64-64. He's got a four-shot lead over Joe Dean. Nicholas Norgaard, not Nikolai Højgaard, Nicholas Norgaard is in third place along with Andrew Wilson and Ross Fisher. Boy, I hadn't heard much from Ross Fisher lately. My buddy Guido Migliozzi is sitting there at 11 under par with Laurie Cantor, and Luke Donald made a big jump up the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. Shot 68, 69, 65. So they are out there playing some golf right now, getting their golf on. And they are playing. They've started the men's NCAA championship at Omni La Costa golf course over in Carlsbad, where the women just wrapped up. The men are playing individual stroke play yesterday, today, tomorrow. They'll cut down to the low 15 teams and then play, and then the low 8, and they'll finish up on the 27th. The University of North Carolina has a four-shot lead over Virginia, and I don't know what they go by, but the University of Arizona, both are at 2 over par. And then
Wildcats.
Yeah. Georgia Tech is sitting there in fourth place, followed by Auburn, Illinois, both at 5 over par. The Ohio State University is at 6 over par. A couple of teams missing from the field. One, I don't see Michigan State in here, and I don't see Arizona State.
Yeah, where are the Devils?
They did not make it into the final 30 teams.
Well, they said if you're not going to play Greyhawk, we're not going to be there.
Right, exactly. They're boycotting. So that's a wrap on what's going on in the world of golf. The Epson Tour will be playing June 7th through the 9th, again up in my battleground up in Battle Creek, Michigan. They'll be playing the Fire Keepers Classic up there. So we'll keep you informed on what's going on with the Epson Tour throughout the season, as we have been. But right now, John, I would ask you to tell me what time it is, but you may not know this.
Oh, you've trained me well.
Right.
CQ trained me.
All right, so what time is it?
Greg?
Yes.
It's time now for the golf tip of the week.
All right.
Okay, hang
How'd
on.
How'd I do?
As Jim would say, Ben Hogan style.
So you got to say it's something Texas style. Yeah, Ben Hogan style. Very good. I'm impressed. CQ, you were right there with it. All right. This week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. All right. Who said this, but don't answer yet?
Okay.
It's the first test of championship golf I have ever designed. Yeah, see there? There's a clue for you.
I didn't realize this one.
Golf designer. Yes, exactly.
That's right.
All right, this week's tip of the week is prayer grip.
Okay.
Prayer grip.
I need all the prayers, and I need to get a grip.
Prayer grip.
There you go. All right. Perfect. All right. So, It has to do with putting. As a matter of fact, John, since
we were
talking about
it. You've seen me putt?
Yeah, I know. So what I want you to do is I want you to take your putter in hand, set it down on the ground, and I want you to put your hands on the putter grip where it's just the palms of your hands on the putter grip like this. Okay, I'm showing John so that he gets the visual.
Yeah, I got
you. But you put your hands on the putter, and you sit there, and you pick that putter up, and you make it so that it's straight in line with your forearms.
Okay.
And that's the correct angle for the way that golf club should sit on the ground with the putter shaft in the same alignment with your forearms. And as you do that, I want you to make some strokes back and through, and you'll see that that putter will not waver as long as you keep your hands firm against that putter grip.
Yeah, just trying to keep it like a pendulum.
That's exactly right. And when you do that, you're training your muscles to not let the putter flip back and forth. That's the biggest killer of good putters ever, is when your wrists start to flip through. So I want you to take several putting strokes with your hands on that putter, in a prayer fashion, praying that you make the putt, and then I want you to go ahead, and from that point, I want you to just get your hands to grip that putter, still feeling the palms of your hands against that putter grip. And when you do that, now you can keep that same motion, what it does is it allows your upper body to work. Yes, your upper body does the work in a putting stroke, folks. So you want to work the shoulders and arms back and through, and that's going to help you make more solid contact. It's going to give you a more rhythmic stroke back and through, give you better tempo with it, and you're going to make a lot more solid contact with the ball. And if you've chosen the line right and you've chosen the speed correctly, you're going to make more putts.
Thank you, Jim.
That is... Jim. That is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We got you. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Who said this? It's the fairest test of golf that I have ever designed.
Okay. The natural, for me, is Nicklaus.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with another Ohio State. I'm going to say Tom Weisskopf.
Oh, you were so close. Wrong era completely.
Yeah.
It was Donald Ross.
Oh,
the famed Donald Ross. Prolific and top golf course architect of all time with roughly 400 golf courses. Wow. Notable Augusta Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
Pinehurst numbers 1 through 3. Seminole, Oakland Hills, and East Lake.
That's dismiss. A pretty good roster you've got going there, Mr. Ross guy.
The Donald Ross design. That is not too shabby.
Yep.
And you know what's really interesting about the way that Donald Ross did a lot of his golf courses? Is every sixth hole came back to the golf back to the clubhouse. Every sixth hole came back to the clubhouse.
So is there a reason or
potty breaks?
Okay. or to pick up your favorite beverage?
He had a weak bladder.
By the sixth hole, you're like, give me a double.
Yeah, I didn't ask O'Donnell how he came up with that, but yeah, every sixth hole came back to the clubhouse. It was pretty remarkable.
The things you learn.
All right, when we come back, we're going to make the turn. We're going to have a very special guest joining us, Josh Doc Stater, the director of golf and general manager at Harbor Shores Golf Club, where they are playing the KitchenAid PGA Senior Championship. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Who's on top in high school sports in Arizona? And who's building up a powerhouse to unseat Arizona's best programs? Kevin McCabe talks with Arizona high school coaches and athletic staff Saturday mornings at 9 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning at 9 on the local sports leader, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
6, 8, 2, 7. Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. You know, it's really interesting. I tell you about the Shady Rays and our golf tip of the week. Well, I tell you about Shady Rays because I wear them every single day. I have a pair in the car, and I have two pair for when I play golf, for different types of daylight, different types of sunlight. If it's cloudy, I wear the lens that's kind of red. If it's sunny out, I wear the one that's kind of a greenish, darkish color. And it makes a difference. And man, can you see the grass pop so that you can see how your golf ball sits on the fairways or on the greens. It helps you be able to see the contours better in the greens. It does all of that. But that's not even the most important thing. The most important thing is they've got a 100% guarantee. You scratch them, break them, even lose them, they'll replace them. There's nobody in the industry that does that. So check out the Green Wolf sunglasses specifically for golf. They've got other kinds of sun protection for your eyes that you can select from so that you don't have to wear just your golf sunglasses every day. They also do prescription sunglasses as well. So to get 30% off, use the B2B promo code with our Bunker to Bunker special, either online at ShadyRays.com or at the Kierland Common Store in Scottsdale. Shady Rays, you can't live without them.
This is the absolute worst time of year to be dealing with joint pain. You can't do the outdoor stuff you love to do. Don't go through the summer missing out on life. Call QC Kinetics now and find out how they can use biologics from your own body to give new life to your achy joints. QC's regenerative medicine protocols can restore and repair that damaged tissue with no surgery, no steroids, no drugs, no downtime. Tens of thousands of QC Kinetics patients around the country are living their best life this year because they made the call. QC medical professionals are under the direction of Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who was an orthopedic surgeon who became a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. He knew there had to be a better way. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC's General Manager Chris Scott. What kind of deals do you have for us this month, Chris?
May is truck month at Liberty GMC. We just got a huge shipment of brand new GMCs, which means huge savings, like $13,500 off the all-new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500. If you're looking for something a little smaller, you can save $1,000 off the brand new 2024 GMC Canyon.
Liberty GMC is the best place to buy your next truck. Visit them online all the time at libertygmcaz.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
I'm ready. Billy Gibbons.
Can you believe these guys have been 50 years, 5 years? And this guy still plays a wicked lead guitar.
All right, welcome back. As we make the turn, we were talking about the NCAA Men's Championship. Gave you a little recap on the team side, on the individual side. Hiroshi Tai from Georgia Tech is your leader at 5 under par. He goes off in about 50 minutes. Adam Whalen from Ohio State is at 4 under par. David Ford out of North Carolina, along with Carl Phillips from Stanford and John Dubois are at 3 under par. But really interesting, some of the Arizona Wildcats. Now, this is really kind of interesting. Okay, a tiger's a wildcat, right?
Yeah, that would make sense.
So this guy's name is Tiger Christensen. So where do you think the parents got that name? You know, kind of interesting. So then we had another one, Flip Jakubik. And then we had another guy by the name of Johnny Walker. all on the U Arizona.
He's got a very smooth swing.
Golf team, yes, definitely. Well, you talk about smooth. We've got somebody smooth on with us right now, and that is the director of golf and general manager up at Harbor Shores Golf Club, where the KitchenAid PGA Senior Championship is going on right now. Josh Dockstader, great friend of the show. Josh, what's happening?
Oh, just watching a little golf this weekend.
That's a way. You going to hold the weather off? What's up with that storm rolling in off Lake Michigan yesterday?
Well, you know, it can go either way, and it went the wrong way for us. But it was only about an hour and 20-minute delay. We were able to get back out there and almost got it done. And then, of course, Mayfair decided the cut line at 7:15 this morning.
Oh, man. How about that? Gee, wish. That's fantastic that he hung in there to be able to make the cut. It was touch and go there for a while as we watch Billy play. So, Josh, first of all, tell our listeners about Harbor Shores. I had the chance, I think it was last year that we played there. It might have been the year before. Time flies so fast. But wonderful layout, beautiful golf course, beautiful area. First of all, tell our listeners about Harbor Shores and if they can play there.
Yeah, absolutely. We are 100% open to the public. We're top 100 in the country of public courses by Golf Digest, you know, which means a lot to us, but it's the only Jack Nicklaus signature course on Lake Michigan. We're 90 miles east of Chicago, so it's an easy place to get to, and I would argue that our beaches are some of the best in the country.
Yeah, that area right there, Lake Michigan, Benton Harbor, Stevensville, you've got the Warren Dunes. The Warren Dunes are there, right? No, yeah, Warren Dunes are down there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful area. What has this golf course and Whirlpool done to revitalize the Benton Harbor area?
Yeah, you know, if the listeners don't know, Whirlpool, this is their home. This is where they were born. And in the 60s and 70s, when all the manufacturing left and went overseas, so did all the factories around here started shutting down. And they left behind, you know, waste and just a desolate area, and it was not a very attractive place. And, you know, Whirlpool stepped up and said, this is our home, we're going to stay here. So over the next 20 years, they started purchasing parcels of land. And then under the leadership of Jeff Fettig, the previous chairman and CEO, they started the Harbor Shores concept, which is about a 450-acre development with the golf course included. And, you know, we've turned our tax base into a $17 million tax base annually. Not to mention it costs us just under $1 billion to build the golf course and clean the area from some of the things that were left behind. So, you know, if that doesn't prove their commitment to the community, I don't know what does.
Yeah. CQ's got a question for you.
Yeah, Josh, thanks for calling in. The players have been raving about the course this week. What are some of the best features of the thing for those of us that don't know it?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's almost like four different golf courses in one. You know, you start what we would call like your traditional style golf course, resort style golf course, 1 through 6. 7, 8, and 9 are up on the dunes, so it overlooks Lake Michigan. 10 through 13 are in the woods, or I should say we call it the woodlands. And then 14 through 18 finish along the Pawpaw River. So it's got a great variety of holes. No hole looks the same. You know, we like to say that every hole is a signature hole out here because you remember it. And that's how I value a golf course, is if I can remember the holes that I played. And there's plenty of holes out here that will stick in your mind.
Cool. We're speaking with Josh Dockstader, the director of golf, general manager up there at Harbor Shores. And the players have had a lot of great things to say about the golf course. What's the weather looking like for the rest of the weekend? Are they going to be rewarded with good weather to be able to have a good tournament up there?
Well, you know, anything can happen. Tomorrow's forecast doesn't look great. We expect thunderstorms to roll in around 1 o'clock. But again, Lake Michigan does a lot of funny things. There's times where they're calling for it 100% and then nothing happens as it starts to hit land. It just either skips us or completely dissipates. So it just depends. If it's coming from the south, that's not a good thing. If it's coming over Lake Michigan from the Chicago area, then that's more in our favor. So we'll see. We'll get it in today. And, you know, hopefully, you know, scores are already starting to go. You know, Ernie Els has got off to a good start. You know, so there's it's a good looking leaderboard. You know, I don't think the leaders are going to move too much, but I could be wrong. Bland has been on fire. But, you know, we'll see. The golf course, it's blowing about 15, 20 miles an hour, so it's firm. So, you know, it's going to be a tough test.
So you've done LPGA event. Now you've done the seniors event with the PGA Championship there. Have you gotten familiar with any of the players or had a chance to be able to have any chats with any of the players that are there this week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tuesday night I was at the Champions Dinner, and, you know, I sat with Stricker and, Colin Montgomery and Ken Tanigawa and, you know, pretty much all of the champions over the last decade attend that. And, you know, they're all really, you know, very inviting and nice. You know, it's easy now. You know, you see them, they come over, they shake your hand, say hi, and you know, doing it, you know, in 22 and 24, mm-hmm. They come back and they remember who you are, and I think that's a pretty cool aspect.
So is it going to stay on this every other year rotation with the PGA being there? Because I think next year they're going to Congressional?
Correct, yeah. Next year's at Congressional, and actually this year is our last year hosting the Senior PGA Championship.
Oh, wow. Well, get all that merchandise sold so you don't have it carrying over.
You're not kidding.
How's Kate and the kids?
They're fantastic. Duke just turned 9 the other day. He's crazy about golf, and Drew is going to turn 12 here in about a month. So, I mean, time is flying by.
Yeah, hey, Josh, if you have any extra shirts, I'm a large.
I'm sure we can help you out.
Well, 5 years you've been there. Can you believe how long it's been? Obviously, after being over in the Green Bay area and surviving those winters, now over there on the West Michigan coastline of Lake Michigan and Benton Harbor, surviving those winters, you're doing all right. You're almost becoming a northerner.
Yeah, you could say that. I can tell you right now, being south and on this side of the lake is 100 times better than being in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us. Go kick back and enjoy the rest of the weekend. By the way, what is your role there this week?
So we are fully in control of the locker room, the range, the merchandise. So that falls under us. Of course, PGA of America handles everything inside the ropes and hospitality and things like that. So, you know, for the most part, we have an exceptional team, and I'm able to actually get out there and watch quite a bit of golf and really enjoy it. You know, we put years of effort and time into this, so now it's here and it's running smoothly. And, you know, as long as the weather cooperates, I'll be able to kick back, have a tequila, and watch some golf.
And a cigar on top of it.
Without question.
Josh, thanks for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule today. Enjoy the rest of the weekend with the Senior PGA Championship there, and we'll look forward to visiting with you down the road.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Josh.
Josh Dockstader, your director of golf at Harbor Shores Golf Club. When we come back,
looks beautiful on TV, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot more golf to talk about, and we're going to do a quick little recap here from some more of the players regarding the golf course at Colonial, as well as the challenges of the golf course at Harbor Shores. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Listen to every Diamondback.
There's a swing and a high fly ball deep right field.
On the Arizona Sports app.
Going back, Slater turning, looking, and it's gone. A grand slam for Blaze Alexander.
The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Alexander's first career grand salami.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you just heard me speaking with Josh Dockstader, the former head golf professional at Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia when I was there. And Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia just keeps things rolling. They've got a $59 special going on right now for you to be able to get out there and play. The greens have never been better. And after you play, you know where to go. Stop on in there to V's Tap Room, have one of the 16 microbrews on tap, and don't forget to have the wood-fired pepperoni pizza. They are number one in the valley, in my opinion, on that wood-fired pepperoni pizza. And for parents, don't forget, the popular junior golf camp is starting up in June. So make sure you go to Trilogy Golf Club and get signed up. Get your junior signed up. Get them introduced into the game of golf. You can't beat that combination of golf, food and beverage, and a place for your juniors to play. It's all to Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, the best in the West.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Dan Bickley here for Chapman BMW, where the ultimate driving machine meets the ultimate service experience, which means they'll pick up your car if it needs service, or you can opt for mobile service at home, or if you can't wait in their luxurious lounge, they'll give you a loaner or a ride to wherever you need to go. They make it easy to keep your vehicle at peak performance. That's Chapman BMW, two great locations, one great experience. Find them online at ChapmanBMW.com.
What's the best used car to buy? And how should I make sure I'm buying the right car or truck? Hi, this is Lee Weatherby from Accurate Automotive. I get this question all the time, and sometimes the best used car you can buy is the one you're driving. But when it's not, or you're looking for new, gently used vehicle for yourself or a loved one, make sure you get a vehicle inspection before you fork over your hard-earned cash. Let us do a thorough inspection so you can be confident you made the right choice. Give us a call or schedule an appointment online at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com. Accurate Automotive. Friends serving friends.
The stars at night are big and bright.
And you play nonsense like this.
The heart of Texas.
Gene Autry.
Yeah, the singing cowboy.
Owner of the California Angels.
You grew up with Gene Autry, didn't you?
Well, I was tap dancer as a child. So, yeah, I had to learn all the, yeah, in Miami Beach. I tap danced in Miami Beach.
The things you learn, kids, yeah, on Bunker to Bunker.
Hand-eye coordination, man.
That's yeah, right. That's exactly it. All right, so they are playing the Charles Schwab Challenge over at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. Cloudy, 79 degrees, winds 8 miles an hour out of the north.
Is that Hogan's Alley? Is that what they call it?
That is Hogan's Alley there. That's exactly right. Davis Riley is your leader at 10 under par. He's sitting there 2 shots ahead of Hayden Buckley and Pearson Cootie. Could this be Pearson Cootie's first victory on the PGA Tour?
He's been close.
He's right there in the hunt. Yeah. I'd like to see him stay right there. I don't want him to be the leader after today because it's really tough to get that first win from the lead going into Sunday.
No sleep the night before.
Exactly. So they did make some major renovations to the golf course. Brian Harman and Zach Johnson weighed in. Brian Harman sitting there at 5 under par and actually potentially still in the hunt. You got 2 days of golf left. Yeah. They could still do something. Scottie Scheffler is sitting there 7 shots back, which is no big deficit for Scotty to overtake. He shot 72 the first round, which was 2 over par, followed it up with a little 65 yesterday.
Especially if the leaders feel pressure.
Exactly. Yeah. So here's what Zach Johnson and Brian Harman had to say about the new look of Colonial.
And we'll hear from Brian first.
I do like how there's a couple more options coming into the greens. first impression was some of the approaches are probably a little bit easier than they were, just because you can see a little bit more, and it seems like there's a little less trouble around the greens. But it just, until you play in a tournament, there's just no way to know. Like, usually we would almost aim for the bunkers because, you know, it's the bunkers are so good and pretty easy to get up and down out of most of them. And now you're going to be kind of buried in Bermuda rough, so it'll definitely be different.
I was pretty skeptical coming in. I mean, this is like another home to me, partly the golf course and certainly the membership in the community. So, you know, I was a little on alert. At the same time, you know, the cliche, I said this yesterday, the cliche, they don't make them like they used to. Well, it doesn't hold true here. It is really, really good.
Wow, Zach Johnson almost said something.
Yeah,
he is the worst interview that you could ever ask a question to, because he never answers the question.
I just wonder when he turned sour. I mean, it just seems like he's soured over the last couple of years.
After he got his butt whipped in the Ryder Cup, and everybody blames it on Zach.
Okay, all right.
Which is really, you know,
did turn sour, you're right.
It is always really funny to me when they blame the captain for the victories, give credit for the victories and blame
them. The Suns firing their coach.
And blame them when they lose, that it was all their fault. And Zach Johnson's caught a lot of it. I don't like the way our society is today. Everybody thinks they can say whatever they want. And they forget one important thing is think about somebody's feelings before you say something. And
personal responsibility.
Yeah, and Zach has become very
guarded.
In the end, golf is an individual sport.
Right.
Now, the Ryder Cup, you know, you blame the captains because he paired, you know, so-and-so with so-and-so, so he should have paired somebody better based on the way they were playing. But ultimately, the player has to go out and play the golf course.
Right, I didn't see a captain hit one single shot.
Right.
So, you know.
But I think, unfortunately, Zach has turned sour because of that.
That's unfortunate because he's a good player.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be really cool is Charlie Hoffman was in the lead, right?
Yes, he was.
What the heck? What did he shoot yesterday?
Didn't have as good a day yesterday.
No, he didn't. He really... Holy smokes, he really fell off.
Yeah, he did not have a good day yesterday.
Which... I'm thinking, okay, Charlie Hoffman would be a great winner for down there.
Right.
But sometimes things aren't meant
to be. I'm happy to see my boy Gary Woodland playing better.
Gary Woodland firing a little 64. He's been just kind of on the cusp of being able to make a complete recovery. But I did hear one of his interviews yesterday where he did talk about how he is still a little foggy, but not as foggy. And I'm sure all of our listeners know the story of Gary Woodland, who had a brain...
Just about a year ago.
Yeah, a brain tumor removed because it was affecting his...
The fear segment of
his brain. Thank you. Yeah.
And they haven't got all of it. I think some of it is tied around the optic nerve issue. So they're trying to deal with medication. So as Greg just said, he's trying to find his way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He shoots a 64, by the way.
Not too chabby.
It's a pretty good one.
They are playing, as you heard us talking with Josh Dockstader, they are playing the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores Golf Club in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where Richard Bland and Scott Dunlap are now tied for the lead at 11 under par. They are out on the golf course. Chris DeMarco is 9 under par, 2 shots back. Brian Gay and Ernie Els and Joaquin Hegman are at 8 under par. Richard Green, your first-round leader, is at 7 under par. Steve Stricker is your defending champion, sitting tied for 6th at 7 under par, just 4 shots back, so don't write him off yet. He shot 66-69. Here's what Steve Stricker had to say about the challenges they face this week at Harbor Shores.
My brother-in-law, who played it a couple years ago, and I was supposed to be here a couple years ago too, but came down with COVID. But it's kind of like smaller greens within these larger green complexes, and so it's important to be on the right quadrant of the green when you're hitting in there. And if you're not, you know, it's a tough two-putt at sometimes. But I'm enjoying the layout.
Greg, Steve Stricker sounds just like you.
Yeah. I know. He talked about those quadrants.
Levels. It's all levels.
The right level. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Thank you, Kramer.
Bentgrass greens, bentgrass fairways. Couldn't ask for any better surfaces to play on than that. They've been playing all year long. They've been playing Bermuda grass. They've been playing overseeded rye grass. And now they get on bent grass where when you take a divot, you could take a 3 feet, a 3 foot
filet
long
mignons, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely
makes
hilarious.
Makes you feel good.
So that gives you a little recap of what's going on in the world of golf. They are kind of finishing up over there on the European Tour. They've had some. Have you noticed how much weather delays we've had this year?
It's been a ton of them.
It's been just stupid as to these guys can't get 18 holes of golf in without some type of weather.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Should we dive into global warming?
Call Al Gore and ask him. Would you? Ask him to send us something on the internet that he invented. Would you? Anyway,
thank God.
Yeah. So they are playing over there where Nacho Elvira has a four-shot lead. He's through 16 holes. He's 4 under par. Joe Dean has moved up the leaderboard. He's 5 under on his round today through 18 holes and is sitting at 14.
Is that Sergio Garcia?
14 under par. What? I said Joe Dean.
But I see on the leaderboard Sergio Garcia. Is that Sergio?
That's Sebastian. Sergio's not old enough yet.
I was going to say, okay.
But anyway, one of the things I was going to mention is you think Charlie Huffman's not licking his chops? I think he's like 48 years old and licking his
chops. I have been a Charlie Huffman fan since the Phoenix Open, when he won the Phoenix Open. And a couple years ago, I was on 10 as he was making the turn on a Saturday, year before last. There had to be 30,000 people around the 10th green there, and he had knocked it off to the right. And, you know, they backed the crowd up, and I was standing right next to him, and this college kid, right in his backswing, yelled, and the whole crowd just turned and threw that kid out of there. I mean, and you know what? He still knocked it about 2 feet away.
Right.
I mean, just amazing the concentration. But, no, I've been a Charlie Hoffman fan for a long time.
So, some crazy things came out this last couple weeks. Jimmy Dunn resigned the week that I was not on the show. Then Flaherty, not Flaherty, but Flaherty resigned from the PGA Tour. This is the policy board. And everything looks like it's going to heck in a handbasket on the PGA Tour, but yet... You know, somebody asked me last week about it. I said, what do you think about all this live golf stuff and all this and this board? And I said, look, here's what the players need to do. The players, A, should not be on the board. They should not have the majority of representation on the board. They should have 3 players on the board, and that's it. They shouldn't, and right now they've got the majority representation. A, because they're golfers. Most of them didn't even finish college. So what the heck do they know about running a business?
Right.
So let the business people run the business, and these guys need to just shut up and go play golf.
Before we go to break, let's hear from Rory about the resignation of Jimmy Dunn. How about that?
That'd be great.
Very good.
Honestly, I think it's a huge loss for the PGA Tour if they're trying to get this deal done with a PIF and trying to unify again. Jimmy was basically the relationship, the sort of conduit between the PGA Tour and PIF. And, it's been really unfortunate that he hasn't been involved for the last few months. And I think part of the reason that everything is stalling at the minute is because of that. So it is. It's really, really disappointing. And, I think the Tour is in a worse place because of it. So...
That's scary to me.
So what's really interesting is has nothing to do with the PGA Tour champions, but yet the media still likes to ask the question to the PGA Tour champion guys.
Let's do this one after the break.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good soundbite, though. Interesting soundbite.
We're going to hear from a PGA Tour champion and...
Your favorite guy.
Great player out there. That's exactly right, eh? No doubt about it, eh? When we come back, we're going to have a lot more golf, to talk about. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show is heard, every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
Bronny James is going to visit the Lakers.
Yeah.
Not exactly a shock. And the Phoenix Suns. Immediately, whatever team drafts Bronny, everybody's going to think, like, so is LeBron going to that team?
You have to believe that.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. I mean, as much as he's been pushing his son and everything else, you have to think that it's all for this reason to be the first father-son duo to play in the NBA.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Dave Burns here with my good friend, founder and CEO of V's Barbershop, Mr. Jimmy Valenzuela. V's is the very best barbershop experience. Jim, so glad you can join us here. And first off, congratulations on 25 years.
Well, thank you, Dave.
I know for me what makes it special and why I am so loyal to V's. Tell me what it is that makes V's so different and so special.
In the very beginning, this was a concerted effort to find a culture play. Can we develop something that's needed by men 12 times a year on average? And can we make it special for them? A place where you walk in smiling when you walk out even with a big smile. What makes V special to me is that feeling, is the melding of a barber. After all these years, I know there's lots of us walking around that remember our barbers as kids. You have to remember the whole background and reason I started V's was because I couldn't find a barbershop for my son and I to enjoy.
Visit any Valley V's barbershop location. Look for the text code and enter to hang out at a baseball game with Jimmy and I this fall. Visit VBarbershop.com to book your appointment today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com. Bunker to Bunker's Golf Tour is kicking off their summer swing at Verado Golf Club's Victory Course on Saturday, June 22nd, benefiting the Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation. Bunker to Bunker's two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, a huge raffle, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Come enjoy an unforgettable day of golf with your friends. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at bunkergolf.com.
This summer will be heating up as the Arizona Diamondbacks look to repeat as NL champions and bring home that World Series title. Man, is it fun watching these D-backs play. The Gold Glove defense, the speed on the base paths, and the newfound power in the lineup. You don't want to miss any of the action. But if you're struggling with your vision, you're probably doing a lot more listening than hearing. But we can change that. Dr. Jay Schwartz has been the team ophthalmologist for the D-backs since 2002, and he's ready to help you see the game the way you're intended to. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, it's very likely a vision correction procedure from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center that may be right from you. Dr. Schwartz offers a free LASIK evaluation and 2 years of interest-free financing. And he's got three locations in the Valley, Glendale, Scottsdale, and Mesa. Trust me, I had LASIK surgery from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center about 15 years ago, and at age 57, I don't wear any glasses, contacts, or readers. One of the best things I've ever done. So if you want to reduce or even eliminate your need of glasses and contacts, call 480-483-EYES for your free LASIK evaluation or go online at TMIDoc.com.
I'm singing a lot of places.
This is
Little Texas with the song God Bless Texas.
All right.
Which I thought was appropriate today for our Texas-themed show.
Well, we do want to send a happy Memorial Day weekend shout-out to everybody. And hopefully you'll be safe. Do not drink and drive. Amen. It just makes no sense in today's life where we've got Uber and Lyft and all those, you know, self-driving vehicles. You know, I got to ask you guys. This drives me nuts.
Ready.
How is it, or why is it, do I need a vehicle that can drive itself?
Waymo, I wouldn't. For me personally, I would not be comfortable.
There's a manufacturer out there right now. We won't mention their name, but they're a General Motors product, so you can figure out which one it is because there's only three brands under the General Motors name. But anyway, they do this big advertisement, and this guy is sitting there, and he hits a button so the car drives itself, the truck down the street by itself, so that he can just sit there, sit back and relax. You're not in a car to sit there and relax.
No. And I would think I would be more uptight.
Oh my gosh.
Sitting there looking over and seeing an empty seat, you know. I'd be going, hey,
I am
wait
not George
and
Jetson.
As I tell my boys when they were coming up learning to drive, it's not necessarily you, it's the goofball
right,
that
right.
runs the red light or runs the stop sign
yeah.
that you gotta worry about.
Yeah.
I ride my bike about 50 miles a week on city streets. And the things you see as a bike rider, like said, driving defensively, everybody's on their phone.
Riding
it's
a motorcycle.
Terrifying.
You would be surprised how many motorcycle, motorcycle calls I'll get in the morning.
Every morning from
you.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. The lifespan of a fly is one day. The lifespan of a motorcycle driver is 30 days.
I'll tell you, I had a real good friend that had a very nice motorcycle, rode up to Prescott one day, came back down on a Saturday afternoon and said, I'm selling it. He goes, I had trucks on me. If I'd have gone off into a canyon, they'd have never found me.
Right.
He turned around and sold the motorcycle.
See, again, on city streets, you got to pay attention, folks. And a driver of this car, no thank you.
No.
So anyway, happy Memorial Day, and don't be stupid is the PSA right
the
now.
The traffic tip of the week.
That's exactly right. So as we went to break, we were talking about we heard from Rory about what's going on in the world of golf. Padraig Harrington, major champion on both tours, playing at the PGA Senior Championship this weekend. Here's what he had to say, weighing in, because I don't know why he should be weighing in. He's not. Well, you know what? He does still play the PGA Tour quite often. I can see it. So here's what Padraig had to say.
So you need other big tours, whether it's Europe or wherever else. I got to say, I didn't realize when it came to Live, you know, some of the guys left and he said, you know, it didn't bother me. A lot of my friends went to Live as well, but some of the guys left. But I realized last week, God, we missed Bryson. Like, Bryson was box office last week and really, really helped that tournament. It helped push Sanders win on it. It was fantastic, interesting, exciting watching. We miss those guys. I think, you know, as I said before, it's hard to believe we miss Patrick Reed. You know, that's just the way it is.
I think, ultimately,
if you were looking for me for the perfect solution, I would have at least the two tours and have some crossover like we did back in the day.
Well, way to go, Patrick. You really you really set it up well for what the PGA Tour needs to do. That's why it's interesting when they ask these guys. These guys, all they can do is spew out the same thing. Yeah. Was Bryson DeChambeau good for the tournament? He was fantastic for the tournament. But do you want to see a steady diet of Bryson DeChambeau and his antics out there?
Well, we would have asked that same question about a very young Tiger Woods. Because he had the same kind of enthusiasm he brought to golf.
Yeah, but he did it 82 times.
No, I'm just saying, it's the same kind of, So, Patrick Reed, the shot he took of Patrick Reed is fantastic. Most of the guys that went to Live, I don't care, Dustin Johnson passed this thing. There's a lot of guys you can go on the list, the Bubba Watsons, those guys. But Bryson DeChambeau last week helped make that tournament.
Yeah, and I have no problem with, like I said, I have no problem with any tours. However, did you see that they changed the format for the finals
right, Greg.
For the exhibition tour this year.
Oh.
So they'll have the individual, the final event, individual event will wrap up in a few weeks, I think in September. But when they do their team finals, they're actually going to have match play, team against team. See, I've always said, I don't have a problem with this LIV golf stuff, but the team thing is so contrived and so stupid. If they want to make it like Major League Soccer, well, Major League Soccer, all the guys don't come together and play and shoot at the goals. They have team against team.
Right, right.
Well, okay, they've got 13 teams, so what they need to do is at each LIV event have team one play team two, team three play team four, etc.
In like a playoff.
Yeah. And then just like you have Major League Baseball where they play every night and everything, and then at the end of the 13 matches, the two teams with the best record go to the finals and play for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that builds excitement.
Golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right now there's no meaning to the team play in LIV. It's just another golf tournament. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, yeah, we're going to give you an extra $750,000 for winning the team.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, I did see something that came out this week where there's starting to be some dollar figures thrown around. And right now, the solution is that PIF would possibly come to the table with the PGA Tour and give $1.5 billion, similarly to what SSG Group did,
okay.
That they'd give $1.5 billion, with a B, to the PGA Tour and be a part of the PGA Tour Enterprises, the for-profit arm of the PGA Tour. And then, so really it sounds like the only thing that needs to be ironed out and maybe that will iron it out because they can give these guys enough juice with that $1.5 billion to be able to compensate these guys and be able to create an avenue back for those guys that went to LIV.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be the two things. You're right, Greg, is the compensation for the guys that didn't leave and how do you get the guys back on the tour that did leave legitimately?
What do you think?
Yeah, obviously it's going to go that way regardless, so those appear to be the two instances that need to be ironed out. They're going to let the guys from LIV back in, and so yeah, but I agree with you. Let the golfers play golf, let the businessmen, iron out the numbers.
And the men need to take a page out of the LPGA Tour's book. The LPGA Tour is 1,000 times more engaging and more friendly than what the PGA Tour guys are. I was listening to Colt Nost on his show on satellite radio. Local guy, Colt Nost, PGA Tour player. He and Drew Stoltz do a show called Gravy and the Sleaze.
A course reporter for CBS.
And course reporter for CBS. Colt was saying these interviews that they do with players and these walk-alongs that they do where they're mic'd up and whatnot. One tournament, they had to go 8 deep
to
before
get a guy
they got
that
a guy
that
would do it.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. First of all, you're building your brand by being on there. People get to learn a little something more about you as to who you are. And, you know, what in the world and why wouldn't you do it?
I'll answer that. I'm going to guess a little bit is a fear factor and then a focus factor.
Fear factor of what?
Of being on TV.
They're on TV every day, every week.
Being interviewed by singularly all the people watching, some guys get nervous over that. You can see in the post-round interviews the guys that have handled it before versus the newbies.
Well, the PGA Tour has people for that.
I'm telling you, I'm going to guess that's a lot of it.
I could see a little bit of the focus factor, a little bit of, hey, you know, I'm in the middle of a round here. I can remember as a kid, I asked Lee Trevino for an autograph one time, and he yelled at me because that was just the way Lee Trevino was. He was grouchy. He said, not before my round, guys.
Right.
I'm going out there. I get it.
Right.
But it's like you say, Greg, I mean, they have to think big picture here.
Yes.
There's competition out there now, you know, and there's a lot of eyeballs that have choices to go to other entertainment venues.
Right.
And so they have to get
the
big picture.
Do you realize some of these kids are 25?
Yeah, but yeah. They've grown up in a media world.
Well,
they should know.
The problem is the demographic for the PGA Tour viewer is about 50 years old.
Sure.
And the demographic for the LIV, which if you look in their crowds, it doesn't look like there's anybody over the age of 50
right.
there.
Blaring in the background. That's my only... I don't mind watching it, but every hole it seems like we got music blaring. It's not the bird's nest.
Yeah, I can take it or leave it, but I think it's mostly unnecessary. All right, when we come back, we're going to have another very special guest coming on to join us with a big announcement from... the WM Phoenix Open. We're going to have George Thimpson joining us, the tournament chairman for the WM Phoenix Open, with a big announcement. This is Arizona's number one golf show for over 35 years. Been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning. We bring it to you on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
There was a time when people thought Caitlin might be coming to the Mercury. If you were to give her some advice, some wisdom, what would you tell her?
You know, sometimes you just got to cut the white noise out and get back to what the game is. And, you know, sometimes you get to a position where there's just so much attention and so many eyes on you that you're not really having fun out there. When you play with that joy and that passion, you can get back to being creative on the court. And that's what's made her just a legend. And the one thing that I've always admired about Caitlin is when there's a moment, she always steps up to the plate, which is just an unbelievable treat to have.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, I have to tell you, Bill Ross Fitness Solutions doesn't only do just Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. I had the opportunity to be able to play in their Horses Help event last week out at the Golf Club at Estrella, and the organization is amazing. They raised, I'm going to guess, probably somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000 through for the charity of Horses Help. What it is a kind of a ranch where you can go. It's kind of a rehab facility for people. As an example, a friend of ours has autism and is on the spectrum of not being able to do real well. And by going to Horses Help and working with and learning how to ride a horse, it's very therapeutic. So, Bill, congratulations, and Kim on a great event with Horses Help last week. But more importantly, Kevin, Bill, Brad, Scott, Dave, Bob, they were all there for the Horses Help event. And what they all have in common is they are all a part of the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution. You need to become a part of that revolution. And it doesn't matter if you're trying to get back in shape, if you're trying to just stay in shape, or you say, I need to do something, but I don't know what to do. Well, Bill Ross Fitness Solutions is the best place to go because he will specifically design a program for you and run you through it. It's 3 days a week, 30-minute work. He's the 30-minute workout man. He's learned how to get you a workout done in 30 minutes, and you're going to feel amazing the rest of the day and each day you do it. So here's the deal. To get your first month $100 off your first month program, just let Bill know that you heard about it on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, and you'll get a free consultation. So not only do you save money, and along the way, if you want to lose weight, you can lose weight too, but also you're going to be able to be fit and more alive every single day with Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check them out at BillRossFitnessSolutionsSystems.com. Or give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 today.
Hey, Arizona, it's Vince Murata announcing Earnhardt Ford in Chandler's huge Memorial Day sales event. Save now with 1.9% APR financing available for a full 72 months on America's favorite 2023 Ford F-150 and even all-electric F-150 Lightning trucks. You can even shop now with no payments due for 90 days on select models, including 2023 Ford Explorers, plus 0.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,500 factory cash back and $1,000 $1,000 in trade assist cash. 2024 Escape SUVs 1.9% APR financing for 66 months with Ford Flex Buy, plus $1,000 in Ford Flex Buy cash and a no-charge 5-year 60,000-mile Ford Protect Premium Care Plan. It's the huge Memorial Day sales event at Earnhardt Ford in Chandler. Local, trusted, and no bull since 1951. Check out our fully digital shopping options at EarnhardtFord.com.
All offers require approved credit and N6324. After all applicable offers on select models, see dealer details.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Hey, this opportunity only comes around once a year, so you better take advantage of it, my Kronk brothers. It's the Memorial Weekend Sale at Brooklyn Betting. 30% off everything in-store and online, and 35% off for all active duty and retired military. Sale ends Monday, May 27th. Do not miss it, Basinonians. Go to BrooklynBetting.com, or better yet, get to one of Brooklyn Betting's 14 Basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you for the Memorial Weekend Sale. It's Brooklyn Betting, and it's Arizona built for America's dreams.
This is the absolute worst time of year to be dealing with joint pain. You can't do the outdoor stuff you love to do. Don't go through the summer missing out on life. Call QC Kinetics now and find out how they can use biologics from your own body to give new life to your achy joints. QC's regenerative medicine protocols can restore and repair that damaged tissue with no surgery, no steroids, no drugs, no downtime. Tens of thousands of QC Kinetics patients around the country are living their best life this year because they made the call. QC medical professionals are under the direction of Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who was an orthopedic surgeon who became a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. He knew there had to be a better way. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Wow.
From the Sons of Texas.
I need a shot of whiskey.
Bring in the fire, baby. Bring in the fire at the end of the show.
I guess.
To wake you guys up a little bit.
Rock on.
I need something mind-numbing after listening to that. All right. Welcome back. And joining us right now, we've got George Thimson, the tournament chairman for the WM Phoenix Open coming up in 2025. But as we do every year, we get to have the announcement of the biggest reason for the WM Phoenix Open isn't to pay a lot of professional golfers a lot of money. It's to be able to raise charity for the local community throughout Arizona. And George is here. George, first off, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Give our listeners an idea as to what kind of dollar amount the WM Phoenix Open and the Thunderbirds are going to be providing to charity for 2024.
Well, it is good to be back, guys. It sounds like you need a little shot of life. So hopefully when I give you guys this number, it'll wake you up a little bit here because it was a big one. So, you know, 2023, we were able to break a record in our Super Bowl year with Pat Williams at the helm. This year with, you know, some of the key learnings that we had, the community still came out strong, and we as the Thunderbirds were proud to announce that we broke a record again, and we are able to announce $17.5 million from the 2024 tournament to go back to Arizona charities.
You didn't just bust the record. You obliterated the record $3 million more this year than last year. And to put it into perspective, it's $17,517,000 more than what you did. Oh, I'm sorry, that's $4 million. $13 million more than you did back in 2010. That's not too shabby of a growth rate.
It's not too shabby. You know, if you look at any business out of that type of trajectory, it'd be pretty good. But it really is a testament to, you know, we had that campaign, We Are the People's Open. It was about the players, the community, our volunteers, our first responders. You know, and it's about the fans, and they came out strong. You know, a lot of different elements to getting us to where we are, and I think part of it was, you know, Super Bowl year, people came out, but each year the event continues to grow and we get more and more people from around the world that have it on their bucket list. So it's really exciting and it's really fun, again, just to be able to give back to the community and give back to charity.
Yeah, it is amazing. In the history, it's eclipsed the 200 million range, 208 million plus over the history of the WM Phoenix Open. You can't do it without the folks that come out to watch the event and all the sponsors that are a part of this as well. Where are these charity dollars going to go to be able to go to good use?
You know, there are thousands of charities that have been impacted by these dollars. And, you know, one of them, you know, where we made our announcement was is over at Valleywise. And Valleywise, you know, from, you know, their burn technology and their being able to move their hospital, you know, their impact on not only Arizona but the Southwest for burn victims. And they're training the next generation of medical experts that will impact, you know, around the U.S. and around the world. So to be able to help support, and we've been able to give over $1 million to them. And, you know, a charity that's near and dear to my heart is Special Olympics of Arizona, you know, out here that had decades of relationship with. But, you know, we have two grant cycles throughout the year, and we have a Thunderbirds charity board that is able to review and a team that reviews these applications. And, you know, we tour a lot of these locations that have, you know, great causes. And for us to be able to see where this money goes is really the best part of doing this.
That's fantastic. So one final question for you. Looking ahead to 2025, with everything that went on at the 2024 WM Phoenix Open, now obviously you have no control over the weather, and because of that, the traffic patterns on the golf course, there's nothing you can do with that. The golf course was in pristine condition. It was just the traffic areas. Have you all started taking a look at that? I'm sure you probably did the day after the tournament, but can you share with our listeners anything right now that may be different for 2025?
Yeah, we're still conducting the operational audit, and there's definitely some low-hanging fruit there. You know, I don't want to steal any of the thunder of our first-round draft choice, the next tournament chairman, you know, Matt Mooney. He's been working already, grinding hard, and, you know, like you said, the day after the tournament, I mean, we were already taking a look at things. And, you know, Chance Cosby, the team has been definitely putting some pieces in place. We learned a lot, and rain or shine, it's going to be an even better experience than we've ever had before, and definitely taking the learnings from last year, we are looking to strive to improve.
Well, every year you guys do something differently, and it all works out. George, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the great charity raise. We appreciate it, and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Come on. You too. Thanks for the support, guys.
All right. That's George Simpson with the WM Phoenix Open, the tournament chairman, wrapping up his duties. All right, John, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you,
today.
Greg. Thank you for having me.
You can sit in any time for Jim.
Amen. I just try not to hit into you guys. Yeah. That's all. I don't want you mad at me. No, thank you, and have a happy and safe Memorial Day, and thanks to all those who have given their lives for the service of this great country, USA. Man.
You're exactly right. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend, and remember all those who do what they do so we can do what we do. Kevin McCabe, the dean of AZ High School Sports, is up next. In the meantime, he's John. That's CQ. That's Trev behind the board. And I'm Greg. We're out of here. Go play some golf. Texas sun.